There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live Talks Automotive. We were talking about the psychology of driving just now with Britta Lang, who is our kind of psychology expert, as we have now christened her, when it comes to driving a car. Now, we're also giving away tickets to go to the Formula One every day this week. Two tickets to the Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Three-day tickets, all four concerts, fully loaded. If you'd like to win those, all you need to do is text Formula One plus your name to 4001 or via the free app. So that's two of the things to do with Car Stay. The other thing is, of course, that Dubai International Motor Show is on at the moment. There is a great deal of buzz, great deal of excitement about that, and we're not looking at the international aspects of the International Motor Show now.
Yes, we want to look a little closer to home.
Exactly. We're going to look at the UAE aspects. First of all, with Dr. Mustafa Aldah, who is co-founder, chief technical officer of Charlie Motorsport, joins us on the line. Dr. Mustafa, good to have you on.
Hello, thank you for having me. Yeah.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about the Charlie N360. Just give us an overview, if you would, Charlie Motorsport, behind the very first UAE-made sports car. That's what you're doing.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. We've been working on this part-time, evenings, weekends for the last 5 years. We saw a gap in the market for a track-based car that can compete with the likes of Radical, Lotus, Caterham, and all these things. My partner and founder is Rashid Al-Sha'ali, who is a keen track-day driver. He used to hold the time attack record at YAS. So I'm the engineering guy. I have an automotive engineering degree. I have a PhD, again, from a UK university. So together we came together. We've been working quietly for the past 5 years, and this is our international launch. So there's no better place to launch than at the Dubai International Motor Show.
And the car looks absolutely fantastic. I was having a look at it online, and it's beautiful. What kind of features can we expect to see on it? Obviously, it is a track car, but what makes it so special?
Well, this is the track version, we like to call it. It's very, very lightweight, about 650 kilograms. It's got a 360 horsepower engine that revs up to 10,800 RPM. So it revs almost like a bike engine. It's got a sequential transmission, a lot like a motorcycle. You can shift up higher in the gears without using the clutch. So it's designed from the ground up to be a very, very quick track car. If you want the road version, of course, we'll also build that for you, but it might take a bit of time because they're all hand-built here in the UAE. So we sit with our customers and we see exactly what they want and how we can meet those requests.
I mean, this is the tough thing, isn't it, about building cars in the UAE? The infrastructure just isn't there. So these are all, you know, a couple of people have built cars. Some people have garages to do that, but it is bespoke, really. These are tailor-made vehicles.
That's right, and that's why it's taken so much time, but we've learned so much in the last 5 years, and we've gone, we've started to grow talent along with us. So we've got a master's student from UAE University in Al Ain, who's working now on chassis, doing some finite element analysis. So we're trying to, you know, we're building the team along the way, if you like. And I think in a few years' time, we'll have the full-fledged facility to actually, you know, design and engineer from scratch almost every component. But for now, the majority of the car is all designed and built in-house. But I think soon we'll have even little nuts and bolts will be produced locally.
You're fully loaded, though. You've got a master's. You've brought someone on board with a master's. You've got a PhD. You've got engineering. And then your co-founder is also a track racer. But what has the response been to this car that you've used all these brains together to come up with? This was kind of the official launch this week. How have the international world taken to this car?
Well, to be honest, it's been phenomenal. I mean, it's a kind of a strange experience to develop something and keep it under wraps for so long and then show it to people all at once. But we've had, you know, hundreds or more like thousands of visitors in the past 3 days. And we've not sat down, basically. all day long, been fielding questions from visitors from Europe, the USA, or, you know, Asia, all over the place. People are interested in importing them to their country. They're interested in how we made it and how they can get their hands on one. So it's been a very positive reception. I think for a first effort, it's an amazing reception. But you know, there's more to come. Again.
Well, I was gonna ask you that. You said for a first effort, there's more to come. You clearly have sorted out a few of the issues that you faced. You've overcome some hurdles, some problems. So what is next, Dr. Mustafa?
So this is, like, say, our first track version of the car for sale. We're working on a hybrid version next, or a fully electric version, because you know this is the direction the market is going. So we're in talks with several suppliers of electric powertrains. So that's probably the next thing to see on this body shape until we move on to the next body shape.
You know, it's a great story. Wish you all the best. The Charlie N360 is at the Dubai International Motor Show. Dr. Mustafa Aldat is the co-founder, chief technical officer of Charlie Motorsport. Really good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
That's one story from Dubai International Motor Show. We're going to try and get Majid Al-Attar, who's the chairman of Devil, on a little bit later. They are also exhibiting a supercar at Dubai International Motor Show. The Devil 16, supercar built here in Dubai. The claim of power and speed that goes along with this NLT is shocking and awe-inspiring.
Huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
5,000 horsepower.
Yep, from a V16 with quad turbos.
Now, I've gone there. I don't know what a quad turbo is. I didn't even know that was possible in a car. A quad turbo.
That's quad is four, isn't it? So, well, you know, that's I all guess. I know. I'm just thinking that's better than one, which is better
not
than two.
Not necessarily.
Maybe, I don't know. But, I mean, those are just some of the things. But the thing with this is top speed of over 300 miles an hour. They say we're going to try and get Majid Al-Attar on a little bit later, but he's busy at Dubai International Motor Show at the moment.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.